we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and for the rest of this week, we'll be discussing the topic, preparing your child for marriage. The step of marriage is one of the most serious steps your child will ever take. That's particularly true for Christian young people who enter into marriage with the idea that it's going to be a permanent relationship. While the vast majority of non-Christian young people may look upon marriage as something to be tried and, if it doesn't work out, something to be ended by divorce, Christians should follow the Bible's teaching that divorce is wrong. And so I repeat, marriage is a serious step. It's been well said that people wouldn't get divorced for trivial reasons if they didn't get married for trivial reasons. All too often, the trivial reason that young people base their marriage on is that of a physical attraction. The little rhyme, "In the spring, a young man's ideology lightly turns to applied biology," is apt. Many times, a boy and a girl develop a physical attraction for one another without stopping to consider whether or not their total personalities and interests are suitable to endure the long duration of a permanent relationship. But physical attraction is only one of three major areas in which a boy and a girl relate to each other. Young people should also consider the intellectual and the spiritual compatibility before they decide upon marriage. Ideally, two young people should have similar strengths in all three of these areas. They should be physically compatible, mentally compatible, and spiritually compatible before considering the possibility of marriage. The Penn State Clinic found in studying marriages that the happiest ones occurred between those individuals who had similar personalities. While personality opposites could attract each other, the personality likes achieved the happiest marriages together. Similarly, a well-known Christian psychologist has stated that more than 100 studies show that the more alike two persons are, the better will be their chance for an enduring marriage. And so, to answer the question, when is a young person ready for marriage, I have to reply that you can only answer this on an individual basis after your son or daughter has found someone who suits their intellectual, physical, and spiritual makeup. Mentally, young people should consider such things as intelligence, their likes and dislikes, their common interests. Both of the potential marriage partners should be mature. The Talmud says, a man should first build a home, then plant a vineyard, and after that marry. With that statement, it implies that man should be mature before he marries. The physical realm is the easiest area in which to achieve compatibility, but unfortunately, young people mature physically before they mature intellectually or spiritually. For this reason, young people should de-emphasize the physical relationship. Instead, they should stress the intellectual and spiritual realms of life in order to ensure the greatest degree of harmony in marriage. Fundamentally, the most important area in which the two should achieve compatibility is in the spiritual. This should not only include the church denomination, but also, it should include the basic commitment of each person to Jesus Christ. It's wrong for a believer to marry a non-believer. It's also wrong for a dedicated Christian to marry a Christian who is not wholly dedicated to the Lord. Both the husband and the wife should put Jesus Christ first in their lives. This will ensure compatibility in the spiritual realm. When two young people come together with fundamental agreement in these areas, they can then establish a marriage that will last. In doing this, they participate in God's plan for the home, a plan that sets forth a type of God's love for His children. This is why it's important that young people be ready before entering into marriage.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.